to part two of 30 Candles, Suburbanoia. My name is Saffron Liftgau, and I am the GM for this game. If you have not yet listened to part one, I highly recommend you go back, because we are about to jump right back into the action. But I also want to remind you all to please check our episode description for content warnings. Thank you all so much, and I hope you enjoy the show. These things are true. The world is dark.
The firelight didn't drive it away.
We're safe in the basement for now.
Kathy and Susan are not as philanthropic as they would like to appear.
There's a scratching at the door.
And you're in the basement. Kathy has been opening one can at a time, just being very limited with the amount of food that is being eaten. Susan has eyes on the door. But besides the scratching, there's not much noise. Basement feels cold. You have the backpacks. It's dark here, I guess, besides your flashlight. But as established, James, you do not have your favorite flashlight. You just have some new ones from the store. You can smell just a little bit in the air. Smoke from Bree's burning house. You can also smell earth that is wet with the rain, the storm that's raging outside. What do you do as you sit here in this basement?
Pace.
James is playing solitaire.
I think Bree's watching James play solitaire. And it's just like, do you know any other games?
Oh, I know over 42 different types of card games. Would you like to play one?
That might be nice.
Anybody else interested in a game of capitalism?
What?
What?
There's a card game called Capitalism. It's built to be unfair. It's pretty fun.
I'm gonna be honest, that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. Why would you play a game that's not fair?
Well, it builds over time as the round every new round it's different people are of different standings.
It doesn't seem very nice.
Well, no, it's not a nice game. It's usually like a cabin game. You know, my older brother taught me how to play. He said he played it with his friends, and it was just something that I thought was popular. We don't have to play it. There's 41 other games that we could play.
James, I think that your brother might have taught you a game where you're set up to lose because he wanted to win.
That's a hypothesis that you hold. That hasn't been empirically proven. You have the right to believe what you will believe.
I put a hand on James's back reassuringly.
Bold. Go fish. That's a fun one.
Yeah, let's do go fish. Okay, yeah. All right. He'll start dealing.
It's okay.
I don't know if my moment would apply here, but...
Yeah, if you want to live your moment.
I want to attempt to live my moment, which is I will find hope when I realize there's strength in community.
Roll 5 dice.
It's
a really good game of Go Fish.
A really powerful game of Go Fish.
Life changing, even.
Emotionally poignant.
Well, I got 1-6 and 1-1.
Woo!
Then, yeah, that that one will go to me, but you are successful and you gain a hope die.
The pool doesn't increase if I have a hope die, right? It just replaces one of the other ones?
I believe so. Correct. Then, how would you like to, how does this game, go? What is Bree's perspective in this moment? Describe how she feels hope.
I think just, the game of Go Fish, in its simplicity is a reminder of, like, how things should be when you're a kid. And so, you know, there is that, like, also nature in that game of you know, you're taking from people, but you're also giving to people, and it's more about having a good time than, like, trying to take advantage of other people. And I think that that's a nice distraction from everything that's going on.
Is there anything you're looking to accomplish in your pacing, Kaylin?
No, not at all. Kaylin has too much energy and is way too restless to play Go Fish. And this is the basement, so she does not have windows.
There is one way to be able to kind of get a sense of what's going on, and that would be go up and listen to the door.
Yeah, I can do that. That sounds fun.
I would like you to make a conflict resolution roll to go up and listen at the door, and you have 4 dice right now. One of those is your hope dice, but...
Listen, I can't continually be the one failing on rolls. Hypothetically.
Remember, the hope dice is successful in 5 as well.
Yeah. 1 success and 1-1.
Okay. I also have a success. Ties go to me, unless you have a trait that you'd like to burn.
Can I burn one?
Yes. What is your trait?
Principle.
How does that come into play here as Kaylin goes up to listen to the door?
I think as you go up, Devin calls out, Kaylin, no matter what happens, don't open that door. Don't do it. We're safe in here. I don't care who's at the door. I don't care what sounds you hear. Don't open it.
Reroll that one.
God bless Devin.
It's a 6.
Yeah.
So you have narrative control. No.
Huge.
Burn huge. Principle.
Yeah.
Principles!
Sometimes you have to have them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So what does Caitlin do? What do you hear? What happens as you go up to that door?
There is something walking around in the house. And it is limping. And now the question is, what on earth am I going to do?
Not open the door.
No, not open the door.
Well, you've heard it. Do you want to tell your friends, your fellow, your group, what you've heard? Or how is Kaylin going to act in this moment with this information? Especially knowing how the group has reacted to enemies in the past.
Here's the thing. I think I fucked that thing's leg up pretty good. And wow, it was not afraid of fire. It was right there in it. I think while everybody's playing Go Fish, I'm going to tell Susan. Because I don't know what to do.
So what do you tell Susan? What do you ask her?
There's something limping around upstairs. Can you hear it?
I can.
When I went back into the burning house, something was there. I got its leg good.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I didn't tell them about it. I didn't want to scare them. But that thing was not afraid of fire.
You're really brave. I appreciate you not wanting to scare the other kids. And I appreciate you telling me. I can handle this. I've got a shotgun back in the back. It's not human.
When we left Bree's house, the fire wasn't that big.
Old houses can burn fast.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Okay. But that thing was not afraid of fire.
You stay down here. I can go up and I'll go deal with this.
I don't know if that's a good idea. But if I don't know if staying is a good idea either.
I'm gonna say this. Susan's gonna go. She's gonna walk away from you, Kaylin. She's gonna go and pull out a shotgun that was leaning in the corner of the cellar, and is gonna start heading up those stairs. All of you playing Go Fish see this happen, and I would like to ask if any of you are gonna do anything about it.
Can't open the door. We can't let it in here. I'm gonna try to stop them from going.
Make a conflict resolution roll. You have 4 dice.
I have 4 dice. Come on, dice, don't fail me now. I have 1 6, no ones.
Okay, I rolled 1 6. Ties go to me. Just to set the scene, how does Devin try to stop Susan?
Gets up, tries to grab, takes the bat with them, in case they do open the door, and like just tries to like grab them by like the back of the shirt and pull them back, and like, no, you can't open the door, it'll get in.
Susan is a big, a tall, strong butch woman who you are not able to do much to. And just kind of turns around, not like violently, but sternly pulls you off and kind of puts a hand out and goes, I've got this, kid. And unlocks the door, opens it, and shuts it tight. And you're left with a door in your face. And you all wait a second, and you hear a single shot ring out. And then there's silence. Maybe a little bit more shuffling.
I lock the door.
Yeah, you can lock the door, yeah.
I do so.
James is gonna run up to the door and stand in front of it.
Susan's not come back.
What's Kathy doing?
Kathy has gotten up and is... I think she is standing at the base of the stairs and is listening. I think you all, as kids, you're old enough to know what it looks like when an adult is trying not to look worried, but is worried. And it's just said, come on, kids, come back down.
Lizzie puts a hand on Kathy's shoulder and just goes, I'm sorry.
Told her not to go.
Come on, it's all right. She'll be back in just a moment. Come on, get away from the door.
I slowly make my way back down, slumping against the wall.
If I listen, can I hear anything else through the door?
Make a conflict resolution roll.
That's 2 ones. no sixes.
Then the scene ends. Blow out that candle. These things are true. The world is dark.
Susan did come back and broke down the door and killed Kathy.
After the door got broken down, we had to leave.
You can see someone or a figure, a humanoid figure, standing out in the middle of the street, head tilted up to look at the pouring rain. And
we are alive.
You can hear the sound of violence downstairs. Not gunfire. No, it's something more animalistic. But Susan, or something that looked like Susan, sounded like Susan, was headed straight towards Kathy, and you were able to slip out through the door, back into the house. The lights are on, but it doesn't feel safe anymore.
Which house?
You're in Kathy and Susan's house.
Okay.
The other house is on fire. It's pouring rain, storming, thundering outside. Where do you go? What do you do?
Can I do a conflict roll to see if I was able to grab at least one of the backpacks while we were scrambling?
Yes, please roll.
We're doing four?
Yes, there's four candles lit.
So that is a six, but it's also a one.
Okay. I rolled a six. So I have narrative control. I also take a dice. You were able to grab only the playing cards. Your hand of Go Fish still clutched tightly.
So not even all the playing cards, just the one that I had, the ones that I had.
Maybe you were able to scoop up some of the other.
Okay. It's not a full, it's like 48 cards.
Yeah.
Not the full 52.
In the scramble, what are the chances that we were able to pass by, maybe spot that shotgun from earlier?
Yes.
make a conflict resolution roll.
Okay, we have three dice, right?
Yep.
Okay. 1 6, 1 1.
Okay, I have two sixes.
Could I try to burn a trait here?
Yeah, what's your trait?
I have the trait honest.
How are you honest in this moment to try to see if you can get the shotgun?
I think Bree's gonna see Devin looking around and just go, I think that they play tricks on people. I don't think that shotgun shot was really a shotgun shot. Maybe she dropped it on the stairs or something. It's gotta be here somewhere.
Reroll that one.
One. I need a six. It was a six!
Okay. Usually ties still go to GM, but I'll let you have narrative control in this case since a trait was burnt.
Okay. Then I guess I would go, you know, look to see where I would look for her body.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What do you find? Do you find Susan? Do you find them?
We see, I think I find a body that looks like Susan on the ground with a hole in its like taking off like the its left shoulder, that's been blasted off with blood along the sides of those walls nearby it. in it laying on the ground, motionless, unbreathing. It is unclear if it is, in fact, one of them, or if it's Susan. Do not find the shotgun.
Where are the rest of you in this house? Did you follow Devin? Bree, did you follow Devin to try to find it? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Seeing that it's not there, I think Bree is just going to be like, we have to get out of here.
Where'd the baseball bat go?
I think I still have it.
You can still have it, yeah.
Okay. As long as someone's got it, that's all I care about. If Devin's wielding it, I'm good. I feel like if we're in this big old house, nothing much is happening, and there's a big old, there's a scary figure in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm. Also a missing shotgun.
Also a missing shotgun.
Maybe we can go out the back?
There was something in the backyard, remember?
We heard the dog.
Yeah, a dog.
Or it sounded like a dog.
I mean, what's... maybe it might just be a dog. It could just be freaked out by the storm.
We know for certain there's a figure in the middle of the road. And the thing in the backyard could be a dog. Certain chance... versus uncertain, there might be things that we are better for us. I feel as though the backyard is the better option.
Whose house is the closest? We could try to book it for there.
Do we know whose house is the closest?
I think any of us can say yes.
Sure, my house. If we cut through the yard, run a little bit, we could theoretically get to mine.
Let's go.
Beat staying here.
You guys are going to head out into the backyard where you heard a dog. Who's leading the charge?
I mean, in absence of it's probably Kaylin.
I would like you to roll a conflict resolution roll to see what you find in the backyard, if there is in fact a dog. What did you roll?
I mean, nothing in two ones.
Frank it up, dog.
Let's bring it up.
I can bring it.
I'm so stressed.
You don't have your brink revealed?
I do have, I have nothing but my brink.
Okay, then would you like to embrace your brink?
Yeah.
Then please read what your brink is to us.
Okay, all right. Now, for those of you who know Kento, I've seen you feed the capital S spiders. I found the nest just outside of town. I found the collar of the pet you gave them. I heard them whisper and sing your praises.
Oh. This works so well.
Jesus Christ.
There was a dog here. There isn't. The backyard is empty. But there is a figure receding into the darkness that Kaylin, like, makes eye contact with.
Reroll that entire pool.
Oh, two successes, no ones.
Nice!
Oh so. My god.
Hello!
I completely forgot what I had given you.
You just entered a spider fugue? Just like the Kendo spider fugue?
It happens. You've seen it happen before.
I've seen it happen. That's an earnest question. So yeah, Kaylin sees a figure retreating into the shadows, and it looks as if it is about to, like, seize on the kids. And it makes eye contact with Kaylin and recognizes her. And carries on its way.
Rock on!
And how does then Kaylin lead the way outside the house?
Come on, we gotta hurry up. We gotta go faster.
Was that? Right. What was that?
Certainly wasn't a dog. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. How do we get into your house?
Well, it's James's house. So I would like, James, Percy, for you to make a conflict resolution roll to see what you find at home.
All right. Well, that's nothing. I don't have anything.
Would you like to embrace your brink to re-roll the entire dice pool?
I really don't wanna. My brink's mean.
I would allow other people to embrace their brink to re-roll the entire dice pool as well.
I can embrace my brink, potentially.
You do what you will, Kendo. I'm not doing mine yet.
Okay. I've seen you act the coward. At the moment you need courage most, you ultimately run away, no matter what you're leaving behind. And I think we're going through all of this. We see this creature that Kaylin is like, oh, it's nothing. It's not a dog. Just keep moving. I think really freaks Devin out. And Devin just runs like past Kaylin and just like is like, I don't want to be outside right now. I have to get inside. And like with wild abandon, just breaks into James's house.
Okay. Reroll that entire dice pool.
Still nothing. It's 3-2-2.
No.
These things are true. The world is dark.
We all managed to get into James's house.
My candle just went out.
How do we resolve that?
Then that means then we're just going to go up forward. We're just going to say that was the, then we'll say we're on two candles now.
Okay.
We managed to get into James's house.
And we are alive.
You enter James's house. The lights are off. It's dark here. Just like it was on the rest of the block. You know, your family isn't home. No one's home. Except now you all are here. You've got a bat. You've got a bag. Or no, you don't have a bag. You've got a bat. You've got maybe a handful of playing cards. Anything that was in your pockets. But you're down to no supplies.
I've got pockets full of protein bars that I think I distribute.
I think that Lizzie wants to go into all of the bedrooms and pull the blankets off so that we can all huddle in the living room.
Make a conflict resolution roll to go about this house.
I would love to. It's the two dice?
It's two dice.
That's so cool. Okay. So that is a 2 and a 1.
Okay. You do have your, do you have your trait up right now?
I still have my moment.
Okay. Does anyone want to embrace their brink to reroll the entire dice pool?
Bree's brink is, I've seen you scared enough to leave everyone behind. You're such a coward. Why won't you go down fighting? I think maybe my one idea here is that Bree is looking for an escape route. And maybe find some more blankets along the way, but depending on how the reroll goes.
So reroll that those two dice.
2 and a 3.
Well, I gotta brink if we're just if we're keeping the scene alive.
It's not worth it for blankets.
It's worth it to stay alive, B. To get the wording specific, I have seen you hurt others to prove you are powerful. You once locked a classmate in a broom closet after they teased you for being afraid of the dark. James will, like, just completely trash everybody's rooms to find blankets and to find, I don't know, anything.
Reroll again.
If this time doesn't work... I don't know!
No, B! B, Alexander, please!
2 5s. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
These things are true. The world is dark.
And we are alive.
This is the final scene. Over the course of this scene, your characters will die.
I'd love to help Lizzie get that moment activated.
What is your moment, B?
I will find hope when someone acknowledges who I am without judgment.
Okay.
And through the course of, I think, trashing all of the rooms, I think, like, in a really aggressive and punk way, maybe and then, like, finally pulls down, like, a blanket or, like, a curtain or something, and sends it to Lizzie to, like, wrap around themselves. And maybe, I don't know, yeah, maybe they join in together in the breaking shit.
Yeah. I think that Lizzie ties the curtain around James's shoulder like a cape, and then grabs a blanket and does the same, and they continue to trash the house.
I love it. I love it.
You do have to roll a conflict die, and you have only one die available right now.
Okay. So that is a 2.
Okay. So, if you fail a roll, then your character will die.
Then, I would like to invoke the martyrdom rule, please. If someone would die as the result of a failed roll, you can declare that it's you. You get narrative control even if the die roll is lost, and you get to give your hope die to somebody if you have one, which I do.
You are all in this house. You are looking for you're looking for blankets. You're looking for a way to all huddle up together. Lizzie and James are having this moment together, trashing the place, trying to inspire hope in each other, and...
I'd actually like to step back a little bit further, because I think something is trying to make it through the windows, and there are things that are trying to make it through all of the windows. And I think Devin and Bree, who are nearby, hear a muttered, "Keep up." And then Kaylin is going to, like, grab her flashlight and just go around the outside of the house, annoying the shit out of these creatures and running. She's basically drawing their attention away from the house.
Hey! Stay down here! Hey, fuck you!
And so maybe, like, Lizzie and James see something scrabble at the window and then see a beam of a flashlight and hear a shouted challenge at it from the darkness.
What, you think you can catch this, huh?
And the scrabbling at the window stops as the creature takes interest in different prey.
I run to the window to look.
There's, like, I want to say, like, 2 or 3 that are chasing after the wobbling beam of a flashlight.
They look like your parents.
And the flashlight clatters to the ground. And is still. Hey, Percy, you want a hope die?
Sure.
You go.
Well, wait, shouldn't it go to
Lizzie?
Isn't it?
I could just give it to somebody. It doesn't say I give it to the person who failed the roll. But you know what?
Take that thing. No, go ahead.
Okay, sure. I'll keep it.
It's your parents, Jess.
Woof.
Bree, Devin, seeing Kaylin run out with the flashlight into the dark, into the rain, into the storm. What do you do? Seeing that flashlight fall.
We gotta get out of here. We can't stay here anymore. We gotta go somewhere else. James, do you have a basement?
Yes, we do.
We gotta go to a basement. We gotta find a place that we can hole up at least for a little while, maybe until, you know, they get they get disinterested, they get bored, and maybe they go away. Or someone else finds a way to call them. We have to get somewhere. We can't just be here.
You're right. Everybody should go to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great idea.
Where's the basement?
Right this way. And then I will lead everyone to the basement and open the door for everyone to go in.
I think that Lizzie hangs back to make sure that James will go in, because it sort of sounds a lot like James does not want to go in.
Debris and Devin go inside?
Devin rushes in, not really thinking.
I think Bree will cautiously check it out.
Devin, I'd like you to roll a conflict resolution roll to see what's down there in the basement.
It's just a single d6, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a 1.
Can I just had my moment.
Mm-hmm.
Can I burn my vice?
To reroll?
Yes.
What's your vice?
Sensitive.
Mm.
Which I'm going to take as both emotionally sensitive and, like, sensitive to her surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she's gonna try to grab Devin by the collar.
That's a 4.
How is Devin? How does Devin die? What fate as you rush forward and your new friends try to grab at you? What happens?
As Devin runs forward towards the basement stairs, just as Lizzie starts to reach out, Devin trips. Devin falls. Stair after stair after stair, hitting the concrete floor of the basement with a sickening crunch, and lies there motionless as the bat rolls out of his now limp hand into the darkness of the basement.
You got it, Devin. What do we do, Lizzie? What do we do?
Lizzie also goes down.
Down the stairs?
She's not going to stay down there. She wants to grab the bat and run back up.
There isn't a guarantee that the basement is safe. Make a conflict resolution roll.
Please, God. That's a 4.
Your prank is still activated or active, right?
Yeah. My prank is I've seen you hurt someone while they begged you to stop and your friends laughed. I am going to burn it. And I will re-roll. That's a 3.
What kills Lizzie down here in the basement with James and Bree just a bit ahead?
Before Lizzie goes down, she smiles at James and Bree and is like, I'll be right back. It's okay. And she goes down the stairs and almost reaches the bat, and something comes at her from the side and yanks her in. And you just hear muffled screaming and crunching.
James and Bree, what do you do?
I think Bree has sort of been like, I'm one of the older kids, but not the big kids necessarily. But now it's just Bree and James. And I think she's going to try to be like, if you'll allow it, grab his arm and just be like, we got to get out of here. We can't stay here.
I don't think James will want to go if you are pulling James.
I think if James is just standing there, she'll try, but if you're not moving, she might just run.
That's it then. I think James would yeah, is not gonna move. It's just staring down the stairs.
Bree, roll to run.
That's a 2.
What kills Bree as she tries to run?
I think Bree makes it out of the house, out of James's house, but is just sort of stops dead in her tracks as she gets outside and is reminded what it's like outside, and the storm is happening, and she sees her house on fire, and I think she kind of just starts to walk towards the house, like not even thinking, and something tackles her to the ground.
James, you're left alone in this house. Your house, though it hardly looks familiar and comforting anymore. What do you do?
I think I go up to my room, which has been trashed, I think, pretty thoroughly. And I look inside. The one thing that hasn't been trashed, which I wouldn't have let be trashed, which would be a big old tank for my pet snake. And then I think I grab my pet snake and I get into bed and I pull the covers up and I try to go to sleep.
Make a conflict resolution roll.
Do I roll my hope die with this?
You can roll your hope die, yes.
I rolled a 6 and a 5.
Yeah. Then, how does James fall asleep? What does James dream?
I think James almost thinks that he wakes up. I think that the next day he falls asleep, and the only reason he knows he's not dreaming is because there's sunlight, and he feels it warm on his face, and he rubs his eyes, and his room is all neat and tidy, and he can hear his brother talking to his mom downstairs really loudly, and his dad's already gone to work. And he looks out his window and he can see his friends outside playing on the street. And that's how he knows he's asleep. And then he just, I think, sits in that for as long as his fitful rest will allow him to. That is probably jolted awake by noises of something. And the daylight fades. And the street empties. And the room fades back to disaster. And as he wakes up, clutching his snake, he realizes that the heat lamp had been off for 6 days. And there's something at his door. And I think he probably grabs his knife from the Boy Scout troop, just his good old Swiss Army knife, and decides to make a last stand and opens the door.
Roll.
Do I still keep the hope die, or did I use it already?
You can keep rolling.
It's a 3 and a 1, baby.
How does James die?
Bravely, I'd like to think. Gets a couple of good slashes in, but he is 12. And he doesn't die quietly either, I think. But he summons everything, all of the courage that he's seen from all of his friends over the short time that he's known them, and he really tries, but it's not enough.
These things are true. The world is dark.
Hey, I don't, it's been a few days, it's not that I'm worried, because, you know, like, I'm, you call me a big kid a lot, so, like, I'm not worried, because that's not what I should be right now, but if, when you get this, call back, come back, I'll see you soon, Mom. I miss you.
Don't be afraid. They're just animals. They look like us, they're just animals. They're hungry. You're better than them. You're smarter than them. You're faster than them. I'm faster than them. You can run. Don't be afraid.
Mom, I don't know how I got here. Mom, please answer. Need you. Please, I need you. Sorry. I don't know what to do. Please call me back. Call me back.
Captain's log, day 5.
You know, I think that today is going to be all right. I know I keep saying that, and thus far, the days have been all right. Finding food is something that I would like to think that I'm getting better at, and it's giving me a lot of time to read, and sorry, this isn't as detailed as it usually is. I sort of just running over the same details. John, if you're listening, I miss you. Bye.
Mom? I tried calling you, but that didn't work. And you always said that if I needed something, I could leave a note. So I'm leaving a note. I don't know where you are, and you said you would be back. And I keep thinking that I see you, but then you're not there. Could you let me know if you're here, really? You know where to find me. Great.
Dirty Candles Suburban Royal was GM'd and directed by Saffron Heftgaub. It featured B. Alexander as Lizzie Hammond, Kat as Kaylin Stewart McKenzie, Kendo as Devin Allen, Percival Walter as James Smith, and Zola Heftgaub as Brianna Bree Peterson. Suburban Royal was edited by Saffron Heftgaub and Kat. Sound design was by Saffron Heftgaub, with assistance from Mitchell Young and Casey Fleming. Music for this episode was composed by Harrison Hurt and Owen Prendergast, with the theme song for the series written by Harrison Lurie, Owen Prendergast, and Jared Charner-Cohen. Additional music and sound effects were sourced from freesound.org, zapsplat.com, and soundsnap.com under the Creative Commons Attribution License. For the full list of credits, please visit our website at midnightceremoniesmedia.com. Character and episode art for Suburban Oya was done by Emma Brand. Our publicity team for this season includes Talon Cruz, Gina Fu, Addie Lillard, Lucy Kaplan, and Quinn Horizon. 30 Candles is a Midnight Ceremonies Media production and was produced by Casey Fleming. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and tell your friends, since word of mouth is the best way for new folks to find our show. We appreciate all your support, and thank you so much for listening.
Proud member of the Rainbow Roll Network. Rainbow Roll.
Our stories, our voices.